Holy cow. My guy, has anyone ever told you, and I promise this is coming from a place of love, but has anyone ever told you that you play this game like hot dog watered tastes? And this is coming from someone who's never tasted hot dog water, but I imagine that it tastes as awfully as you play. I don't know where you got the audacity or the confidence to think that you could beat me, but you owe me $50, tough guy, so pay up. No rematches. I've already given you 3, and you lost those, so can I please just have my money? God, what is with you? Probably because I have significantly more free time than you do. It's not my fault that my job requires less hard labor than yours does. I just have more time to play this game. Which means I'm better at it than you. Womp womp. It's not my fault. God, you are so whiny today. Womp womperton. I don't care. You owe me money. You know what? Fine. You get one more rematch. If I beat you again, you owe me a date. And those $50. Unless, of course, you want to spend it on me during our date. Which would be kind of adorable. Nothing! No, just restart it. What do you mean? You're a host, dude. Do it. My face is not red. It's just the ambient lighting. Hush. Okay. No, look. I don't want to hear any complaints this time. Okay. You're the one who wanted to 1v1 me. It's not my fault. You're garbage. Yeah. I hope you like steak dinner, because you'll be buying me one tomorrow night. Fuck. Nothing. Oh, that was a cheap shot. What the? Not losing. Not to you. Not ever. Oh, whatever. There you are. Talk all the smack that you want. I know you. You're getting nervous. God, you really are ass at this game. I mean, you're doing so well. You're definitely gonna beat me. Was a nice effort. No, it really was. I mean it. I'm not taunting you. Oh, hey, don't give me that face. You really don't want to take me out? through the 50. I want the date. Who cares if you lost, man? We had fun, right? You're right. That's not my fault. It's your fault. Ow, ow, ow. Hey, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, if you really don't want to go out that badly. Actually, no. If you take me out and it's fun, like really fun, and I have a nice time, then when we come back, maybe I could teach you how to beat me. Only if the date goes good, though. Well, yeah, because I don't want you to do it and then act like a butt the whole time. Seems like something you would do just because you're salty that you lost. Whatever. This is totally on you. Like I said, you're the one who wanted to 1v1 me. Knowing that I'm way, way better at the game than you. Cry harder. Are we going out or not? I need to know what outfit I should wear. Good. Yeah, yeah. Only because you want me to teach you. Whatever. Let's not pretend like I'm just not the cutest girl you've ever known and you're not totally excited to take me out. God, you're such an asshole. Why are you being like this? Yeah, you're that tilted. No. Is there something else going on? No, I mean it. You've, like, never been this upset over losing. You're always a good sport, and now all of a sudden... You're right. Maybe I went a little too far with the flaming. I wasn't trying to be toxic, I swear. It's just, I'm not better than you at most things. So it feels nice to gloat about the things that I am. Like video games. Yeah, well, I like beating your ass at them. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else to say. You're just a real go-getter. You have more real-world achievements than I do. So this is just one of those things that I get to hold over your head. Forever. And ever and ever. Thought you didn't mind. Surely you don't have to be better than me at everything. If I don't have my few things, I don't think my ego could take it. So, we're good? Thank God. No. I mean, if I can't grab lock you, I don't know. Hey, I gotta be rebellious some ways. I thought you liked it when I was a brat. Come on, at least a little. you like my attitude and you know it. Who cares if it scared off your ex? She had it coming. Maybe if she wasn't so uptight. Just saying. Hey, you and I, we're a package deal. She couldn't see that. That's a funny way of saying she wasn't an asset. Come on, we're a team. You and me and... well, hopefully just you and me. That was then. This is now. I didn't have feelings for you back then. Maybe I did and I didn't know it. I don't know. No, it's a little hard to say. We've known each other so long. I mean, hey, who doesn't want to live with their best friend? Ah. Sorry. My back just suddenly itched. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know how I get before an intense gaming session? I have to chug a soda. God. Now my stomach hurts. I shouldn't have said anything. Whatever, man. Screw you. Will you just quit being a butt and grab me some Pepto? Or Tums? Something. Thanks. I don't know. So it helps me focus. Or get hyped up. One of the two. God, I hate these. I mean, my mouth's so dry. What? Oh, yeah. I remember that. God, he used to just sit there and eat them like candy. Man was insane. So glad you never invited him back over. What a dork. Just to confirm, you're not actually upset that I asked you out, are you? I don't know, it just kind of seemed like you didn't want to take me out for a bit. But it was just you being tilted. I don't know, I couldn't really tell. Why wouldn't I want to go out with you? I mean, we go out for fast food all the time, but it's not really what I had in mind. Something a bit more romantic, maybe. That I can dress up nice. Maybe even wear a dress. What the hell, man? Why are you laughing at me? Of course I'm serious. Why wouldn't I be? You know, maybe you can just give me 80 and we can call it even. Because I can't tell if you're making fun of me or not. I was being genuine. I want to go out with you. Yeah. Oh, now you're apologizing. There's only one way you can make this up to me. Okay, don't give me that look. You could at least just hear me out. Well, remember that thing? Those things we used to do whenever we'd get really fucked up. Hey, where the hell are you going? I haven't even said what it is yet. Whatever, fuck off then. You always do this. And it's all fine and dandy when you want something, but the moment I want something, you literally can't be bothered. Why is that, I wonder? I thought you said you were a pleasure dom. Clearly, that's not the case. Really? That's funny. I remember it a bit differently than that, actually, so one of us is not remembering right, and it's not me. There he is. Oh, but it's so fun to tease you. I like pissing you off just enough so that you snap at me. I don't know. It just feels so primal. I like it when you make me scared. Is that bad? Probably. Who cares? It's just you and me here. You always act like someone's watching. Like you got to be ashamed or something. I know you like tying me up and choking me out. Making me get down on my knees and kiss your feet. Gives you the biggest erection to feel like you're better than me. Oh, ding, ding, ding. Guess that's why you hate losing so much. It's all coming together. We both know it's why you like me so much. I do all the dirty, nasty shit that your ex would never, never even think about doing. It's just my attitude that you can't quite get over. I know, it's a pain in the ass, but it comes with the territory. And it means you always get to assert your dominance and remind me who's in charge. God, I love it when you do that. I don't know. I just lacked authority when I was a child. Something along those lines. And God, getting it now really gets me going, what can I say? So, what do you say? Do you want to put me in my place? Remind me what garbage beneath your feet I am. That's how you can make it up to me. Sure, you can sit there and make a pensive face for as long as you want, but I already know the answer. Because you always say yes. You don't think with this. No, no, no. You think with him down here. It doesn't help you that I'm incredibly persuasive. Especially when I start to get naked. I mean, once these bad girls are out, there's no stopping you. Oh? Is that right? You want a boob job? Let's see. If I remember correctly, this was supposed to be you making it up to me, right? Obviously, I love making you feel good, and I do want to be put in my place, but surely I got something. Why not a compromise? That's not a compromise. Maybe your ass is not a compromise. It would be pretty degrading. Do you know how I like that? Will you finish in my mouth? Promise. Do it. Promise that you'll come in my mouth when you're done. Because I like the way that it tastes. I feel like that's reason enough. Okay then. No, he's standing. It will suffice. It's been a while since I've done this. You showered, right? Just checking. You never know. Here, why don't you lay down on the couch? Gives me a better angle. Then I get to look up at you. You get to see me doing it. It's still good, right? Okay, then. You have nothing to complain about. There we go. Don't look at me like that. It's been a while since we've done this. Yes. I like eating your ass. It tastes so good. Already. You know where to put it. Of course. I can't let a single drop escape. I need it all. Yes, of course. I'm beneath you. And that's why I do such dirty things for you. Like eat your ass. On my knees. Yes, of course. Does that suffice? Thank you. Thank you for letting me make you come. I'm so happy I could be of service to you. We're still gonna go on that date, right? Oh yeah. I mean, not like I'm super excited or anything. I totally am. What? There's nothing wrong with that, surely. Yes, sir. Opening my mouth. A flaw? What are you gonna do? You spit on me. Were you trying to get that in my mouth? You totally missed. It's everywhere. I'll do it again. Don't miss this time, please. There you go. It's kind of sweet. Did you eat something sweet? Or does your mouth always taste like this?